beers, living the life of Riley. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. Finest beer served anywhere, there's nothing like it at all. Oh, north or south or east or west, when Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink, you're pouring the beer you know is best, so let the glasses clink. You're living the life of Riley, when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Well, Thanksgiving is barely over, and for most people it was a pleasant holiday. It worked out fine in the Riley household, but for a while things got a bit out of hand. It all started a few days ago.
5 cents a pound, we need enough for about four people.
Oh, better just make it for three, Dad.
Now, wait a minute, Babs. What do you mean three?
Oh, make it just for two. I'm going on a hike with a gang Thanksgiving Day.
And I'm having dinner with the girls at my sorority.
Now, just a minute. Both of you kids. You ain't going no place. Thanksgiving ain't like any other dinner, and next Thursday you're going to be sitting at that table and be thankful. Or you'll wish you'll never been born. Now you better go and cancel your dates.
But, Dad,
Right now.
Oh, all right, I'll break it.
Oh, gee, we can never go anywhere.
Yeah, I guess that'll learn him.
Now, Riley, don't you think you were a little too tough on him?
Well, maybe. But to me, Thanksgiving is something special. The kids today don't have any sentiment. I believe one day a year a guy should take stock and be thankful for his blessings.
You're right, dear. We're only inclined to forget.
Yeah. I ain't a rich man, but I got plenty to be thankful for. Got a good job. Only pays $60 a week, but at least it's steady. I've been there 10 years, and I can have it for life. If I don't get laid off, that is. Awful lot of layoffs in industry lately. Might even start laying off guys at my plant. And I've never been one to play up to the boss. I'll probably be the first one to get fired. Fine job I got to be thankful for.
Well, you're not fired yet. Take it easy.
Well, even if I am, at least I got this house. That's something to be thankful for. Oh, it's a fine little house, and it'll be all ours in just 20 years. All we got to do is keep up the payments. But if I'm fired, where'll I get the money for the payments?
Oh, now,
the
Riley.
First payment we miss, we'll get shoved out in the street. That's something to be thankful for.
We've managed to keep up the payments so far.
Yeah. Anyway, money ain't everything. I got two wonderful kids. The bank can never take them away from me. That's our real blessings, Peg. But if I get laid off and lose this house, they won't stick around. Here we still got the house, and I practically got to chain them to make them stay in it. A fine pair of kids we were blessed with.
Now, don't be silly. They're wonderful children.
Some Thanksgiving. No job, no house, no kids. Thanks for nothing.
Well, you're the most pessimistic man I've ever seen.
Well, what have I got?
Well, you got me, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that was my lucky day when you asked me to marry you. I'll always be thankful for that.
And I'll always be thankful that I married you instead of Sidney Monahan.
Why bring him up?
I just said that
I heard you, but why drag him into the conversation? It's dull enough as it is.
I just mentioned Monahan. What's the harm?
It seems to me that lately that's all you've been doing is mentioning that Monahan.
Oh, Riley, I don't think I mentioned his name in a year.
So he was your boyfriend 20 years ago. So he asked you to marry him. Does that mean you got to keep thinking about him?
You're acting very silly.
You know, I had plenty of girlfriends, too, before I married you. But as soon as we got hitched, I forgot about him. I said to myself, Riley, you're a married man now. No more fun. But with you, it's Monahan this, Monahan that.
Oh,
Monahan...
my goodness, to hear you talk, you're still jealous of him.
Who, me? Don't be ridiculous. Why should I be jealous of him? What's he got? Just a four-flushing promoter, in the money one day and broke the next. Has he got a good, steady lifetime job like me, with a house almost paid for, two wonderful kids? What have I got to be jealous about?
That's what I said.
Sure, you got no reason to be sorry you married me.
Well, that's what I just said.
You really love me, eh, Dumplin'?
You know I do.
You would never want to change me for Monahan.
No, dear, and not for any other man.
Not even for Cary Grant?
Well, now, let's not go overboard. Just stick to Monahan.
Hey there, Riley. Where are you off to?
Oh, hey. Gillis just going down to the market to pick up our Thanksgiving turkey.
Sucker. What do you want with that stuff for?
Well, gee, it's almost Thanksgiving.
So what? What have I got to be thankful for? My gorgeous wife? I should murder an innocent turkey for that?
You mean you ain't even going to have a turkey?
I got my turkey when I got married.
Gillis, I'm surprised that you, a guy with a family, should celebrate.
So who says I don't celebrate? I leave the family and I go away with the boys. A bunch of us are going up to Lake Mead, rent a little cabin up there, yeah. Do some hunting. Lots of wild turkeys up there. Maybe play poker at night. Lots of laughs. Oh, that's really living.
Yeah. Hey, that sounds great. I always wanted to go hunting.
Why don't you come with us?
Well, I don't know. It'd be kind of hard to get away.
Oh, scared of the missus, huh? That's the trouble with you henpecked guys.
Oh, no. You got me wrong. It ain't that. It ain't that at all. It's just that, well, with Peg and me, it's different from you and Honeybee. Ours was a love match.
Well, mine was a love match, too. For the first 5 years after we got married, we adored each other. Madly in love.
Yeah? Well, what broke it up?
I got discharged from the Navy and come home to her.
Well, Peg and me, you see, we're still crazy about each other. We go everywhere together. She can't bear to let me out of her sight. She'd just be miserable.
Don't give me that. You're scared.
Who's scared?
Then why don't you ask her? You'd like to go, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, sure.
Then tell her.
I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that you, dear?
Hi, Peg.
Well, did you get the turkey, dear?
No.
Well, why not?
I've been thinking it over, and you work hard enough all year round cooking. And when a holiday comes along, you shouldn't spend it in the kitchen. You deserve a vacation. So I'm going up to Lake Mead with the boys for the weekend.
Lake Mead?
Now, just a minute, Peg. I know just what you're going to say, and it's no use.
I think it's a grand idea. You go right ahead.
Now, it's no use arguing, because... What did you say?
Go ahead. It's a wonderful idea.
You want me to go?
Well, of course.
I must be in the wrong house.
It'll do you good to get away for a weekend. There's no law says we must have a Thanksgiving dinner. Besides, Junior's dying to go on that hike, and Babs has to show up at that sorority dinner. It's just silly buying a big turkey just for the two of us. So you go with the boys and have a good time.
You really want me to go?
I just said so.
You're urging me to go?
Yes.
I ain't going.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I must say you're acting very suspicious.
And you're acting like a child. You brought this whole thing up in the first place. If you don't want to go, don't go.
Oh, is that so? What right have you got telling me not to go? I ain't tied to your apron strings, you know. If I want to go, I'll go, and I don't want to hear no more arguments.
Are you sure you got everything now, Riley? Your heavy underwear?
Yeah, I got everything.
Well, you better hurry. You don't want to miss that train.
No. Well, goodbye, Peg.
Goodbye, dear. And be careful with those guns up there.
Yeah, I will. Peg, you sure you want me to go?
Oh, Riley, don't start that again.
Well, if you don't want me to go, just say the word.
But I do want you to go.
I can still cancel it. I can get a refund on the train ticket.
Oh, look, Riley, for the last time, it's up to you. If you don't want to go, don't go.
Now, Peg, don't start that again. I made up my mind to go, and I'm going.
Well, go on.
You're sure you want me to go?
Oh, Riley.
Okay, I'm going. Well, kiss me goodbye, Dumplin'.
Goodbye, dear.
I think I'll stay.
Well, all right,
no,
Dave.
No, I'm going. Once I reach a decision, I go through with it. I have made up my head.
Pabst Blue Ribbon will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment. At the opening of our program tonight, you heard a song that started this way. Oh, it's living the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. I think most Pabst Blue Ribbon fans know exactly what that feeling is. A sort of sitting on top of the world feeling. Yes, when you drink a tall, foaming glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, you know you're enjoying the finest beer served anywhere. We often wish that every beer drinker in America could visit the huge Pabst breweries and see for himself the scientific skill, the care, the exacting blue ribbon standards of control that go far beyond those of any other brewery in America. But there's a simpler way to prove to your own satisfaction the outstanding quality of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Order a bottle at your favorite bar or restaurant tomorrow, or have a case sent home. Let your taste tell you why, wherever you go, you hear it called the finest beer served. Anywhere.
You hear it everywhere. Finest beer served anywhere. 33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown. For the first time in his married life, Riley is away from home on Thanksgiving. Out on a hunting trip with his friends. They've just arrived at the hunting lodge at Lake Mead.
Well, this is it. What do you think of it, guys?
Yes, not bad. It's okay. Where's the bedroom?
Where's the bathroom?
Where's the telephone?
Yes, he's finally gone, Helen. I thought I'd never get him to go. I never saw such a man. He just can't bear to let me out of his sight for 1 minute. Well, it just isn't normal after 18 years of marriage. But who says Riley's normal? Oh, there's someone at the door. I'll call you later, Helen. Goodbye.
Hello there, Peggy Pie.
Sidney Monahan.
Surprise.
Well, I certainly am. I never expected to see you here in California.
Well, hold on to your hat. I've got another surprise for you. Marge, come in, honey. Peg, meet Mrs. Sidney Monahan.
Hello.
Sidney, you're married.
Yep, I chased her until she caught me.
Oh, I'm so glad to meet you, Marge.
Likewise.
Well, I know you'll both be very happy. Well, you've certainly got a wonderful fella, Mrs. Monahan.
Yes, sir, and Peg, I don't know, Marge. She turned me down 3 times.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, it'll be even harder to believe when you see who she turned me down for. Where is that big baboon? Riley!
Oh, Sidney, Riley's not here. He went away for the weekend on a hunting trip.
Oh, that's too bad. Tell me, how is Mighty Schmo Young?
Well, Riley's fine. How long will you be in town?
Oh, just till tomorrow. We're going up to Sacramento. I'm selling bubblegum. Mm-hmm.
We're still on our honeymoon.
But I told Marge we can't pass through L.A. without seeing the Rileys.
Well, sit down. Oh, there's so much I want to ask you. Oh, have you had breakfast yet?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Well, how about some coffee?
No, Peggy, don't got any trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble. I was just making some. Now, you two make yourselves at home. I'll have it ready in just a minute.
Oh, swell girl, Peggy.
Yes, she is, Sidney, but She's not exactly your type.
You're the only type I go for, precious. Do you realize it's a whole hour since you kissed me?
Sidney, not here.
Oh, honey, it's all right. We're married now. Come here. Sit on Daddy's lap.
Oh, Sidney. Oh, don't squeeze me, Sarge. You almost crushed my ribs. You're like a great big bear.
Girl.
Just a great big bear. A honey bear.
Okay. Honey, let me go a minute, will you?
I'm never going to let you go.
Oh, honey, please. Hello?
Hello, operator. Hello?
Hey, Riley, didn't you make that call yet?
Yeah, I'm getting it now, girl.
Well, hurry up. We're all going out shooting.
Yeah, okay. Operator.
I've got your call through now, sir. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, honey, cut it out.
Hello.
Hello. Honey, get off my lap.
Huh? Hello.
Honey, I can't talk if you keep kissing me. Hello.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Operator. Hello, operator.
Are you through with your call to Los Angeles?
No, you got me the wrong number. I want Gladstone 90069.
I'll ring that number.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Honey, please, that's enough kissing on me. Let me talk.
Huh? Hello, who is this?
Sidney Monahan.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Hello, operator.
Are you through with your call?
Well, what's going on here, operator? This is the second time you connected me with the wrong number. I want Gladstone 90069. That's Chester A. Riley's house. And you've been connecting me with Sidney Monahan, who I do.
Why you're not getting it.
I'm getting it all right. Peg and Monahan, kiss me.
Hey, Riley, come on. Here's your gun. We're all... Riley, what's the matter?
Peg and Monahan on the phone kissing.
What are you standing there babbling like an idiot?
Gillis, you're my best friend, ain't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Do me a favor. Shoot me.
No, I ain't even got enough bullets for the... Shoot you.
Oh, Gillis, I'm sick. Take me to the train. I got to get home right away. Peg and Monahan kissing. I can't believe it, but it's true. I heard it with my own ears. Monahan. Peg and Monahan. No wonder she was so anxious for me to go away. She was expecting Monahan. I never thought she'd do this to me. It's that Monahan's fault, that weasel. I gotta stop thinking about him. I'll go crazy if I keep thinking about Monahan. I gotta think of something else. Put him out of my mind.
Monahan.
That's no use. Even the wheels keep saying Monahan. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Oh, I've got such a headache.
Promise shelter. Peg, we're back.
Oh, Sidney. Look at all that stuff. What did you do, buy out the whole delicatessen?
Practically. We got a whole turkey and all the trimmings.
And the pumpkin pie.
I'm really embarrassed. This is the first Thanksgiving we haven't had a turkey dinner.
Oh, forget it, Peggy.
Well, I got the table all set. I'll just heat up the turkey and we can start.
Can I help you, Peg?
Well, if you'd like to make the salad.
I'd love to.
Get to work, girls. And while you're slaving, I'll take a little snooze on the couch here. This feels good.
Oh, Sidney, this turkey's tremendous. Too bad Riley isn't here.
What?
I said, too bad Riley isn't here.
Yeah, we can save him the part of the turkey that, you know which part.
Oh,
hurrying for? What'll I say when I get home? What can I say? I won't say anything. The first thing I'll do is lay that Monahan out, and then the second thing I'll...
You just do the first thing, and I'll take care of him from there.
Oh, it's you, Digger.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Well, where did you come from?
I was right behind you. I've been following you for half a block, trying to catch up with you.
Yeah, well, I was walking fast.
It doesn't matter. I always catch up to people in the end. In fact, I was on my way to your house.
My house? Why?
I wanted to know if you received my little Thanksgiving card.
Oh, no, I was out of town.
I sent one to all my friends. It went like this. Just read this little message. It will only take a minute. Give thanks you're vertical on earth, not horizontal in it. Well, shall we go in? I'd like to wish your dear wife...
No, wait a minute, Digger. Wait, let's not go in yet. I want to peek in the window first.
What's the idea, Riley?
Yeah, there he is. That's Monahan, all right. Do you see that guy, Digger? He's trying to steal my wife.
What? Why, the scoundrel. He ought to be put in his place. And I know just the place to put him.
The worst of it is, Peg loves him.
Oh, no, not your Peg. Yeah. She wouldn't. How can you even think such a thing about your dear wife?
I got proof.
Are you positive? In my profession, we have a saying. Always be sure of your ground before you start throwing dirt in somebody's face.
I'm positive. Look at him in there. Laying there on my couch with his shoes off.
Riley, you go in there and box that scoundrel's ears. And when you're through, I'll box what's left of him.
No, Digger. No, if that's what Peg wants, I won't stand in her way. I just want her to be happy.
But, Riley, you're not giving her up without a struggle.
It's the best way. But first, I want to have a quiet talk with Monahan.
But, Riley, you can't.
Digger, mind your own business. This is my funeral.
If it's your funeral, it's my business. But if you insist, cheerio, I'd better be shoveling off.
How you doing in there, girls?
Fine. We'll be ready soon, honey.
I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
Hello, Monahan.
Riley! Well, what do you know? Peg said you weren't due until...
Shh! I don't want her to know that I'm here yet.
Riley, I got news for you.
I know. Wait, I'll close this door first.
Oh, you want a surprise, huh? Well, we got a little surprise for you.
It's no surprise. I know all about it.
Huh? Well, how'd you find out?
Congratulations.
Well, it was bound to happen sooner or later. Well, what are you doing here? We didn't expect you back till Saturday.
I'll bet you didn't. But that's beside the point now. What I want to know is, what are your plans? I'd like to know because, well, I really want both of you to be happy. I mean that, Sidney.
I know you do, Riley, and I certainly appreciate it.
Where do you plan to live?
Well, we don't know yet. We might settle down right here in Los Angeles.
I know this sounds unusual, but could I come and visit sometimes?
Well, what's unusual? Haven't I always visited you, and I'm always treated wonderful here? Yes, sir. Whenever I come here, I live the life of Riley.
Now you went too far!
What's the matter?
I'm trying to act like a gentleman, and you keep rubbing it in. Digger was right. I'm going to give you just what you deserve. Put up your dukes, Monahan.
Are you nuts, Riley?
Put them up!
Riley, well, what are you doing here?
Look at that turkey. You tell me there's no point in getting a turkey just for two people. But when the two people are you and him, that's different, huh?
But what are you talking about?
I never thought you'd do this to me, Peg. After all we've been through, after all the sacrifices I made. When I married you, you were just an inexperienced schoolgirl. But I got you your first job.
Riley, will you stop babbling?
Let me finish. When Babs was going to be born and you were afraid you'd lose your job if you went to the hospital, who took your place? I did. And the day you came out, I gave the job right back to you.
Riley.
Peg.
Would you please tell me...
Let me finish. And what about the time...
Well, the salad's ready. Dinner is served.
A maid. He got you a maid. Sure. On my $60 a week, I can't give you no maids. All I can give you is love. But that ain't enough for you. Well, okay. You can have him and his maids.
Are you finished?
Yes, I'm finished.
This is Sidney's wife.
His wife? You mean on the phone it wasn't you? You ain't running away with Sidney?
Of course not. I'm staying right here with you.
What a revolting development this is.
In just a moment, Riley will return. Millions of people in the USA will be listening to football games on their radios this weekend. How about you? Are you prepared with plenty of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer on ice? Ask your dealer for the new Handy Six carton. It contains six regular-sized cans of Pabst Blue Ribbon, and you can slide it right into your refrigerator so it'll be cooled and ready when the kickoff whistle blows. Be sure to ask for Pabst Blue Ribbon, the finest beer served anywhere.
You sure handed me a laugh, Riley. Imagine thinking me and Peg.
Well, anyway, Sidney, old pal, I really do wish you all the happiness in the world, and now that you're married to your wife instead of mine.
Thanks, Riley. I know you mean that.
Oh, sure, from the bottom of my heart. I only hope that you and Marge will have as happy a marriage as Peg and me. Married 18 years, and would you believe it, we've only had one argument.
Really?
It was 18 years ago, the day after the wedding. Peg said that I was stupid, and I said I wasn't.
You mean that was the only argument you ever had?
Yep. 18 years ago, and it's been going on ever since.
Say, Riley, would you mind holding out your hand?
Well, sure, Mr. Wallington, but what's the gag?
Well, now, I'm going to put one can of Pabst Blue Ribbon into your hand.
Uh-huh.
And then another.
Uh-huh.
And another.
Oh, wait a minute now.
And another.
But I don't get it.
That's four.
Yeah.
Now, another one.
Yeah, well, look out! Oh, gee, I'm sorry I spilled them, Mr. Wellington.
Well, I just wanted to prove how clumsy it is to try to carry a half a dozen cans of beer in your hand. Yes, even when you lug them home from the store in a paper bag. That's why Pabst Blue Ribbon has introduced the new Handy Six cardboard carton. It's compact, convenient, easy to carry with that special new handle that fits the fingers of your hand. And best of all, the Handy Six carton contains six regular-sized cans...
I know. Pabst Blue Ribbon, the finest beer served anywhere.
Oh, it's living the life of Riley. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. Finest beer served anywhere. There's nothing like it at all. Oh, north or south or east or west. When Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink, you're born of beer you know is best. So let the glasses clink. You're living the life of Riley, and for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call, when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. Tonight's script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott. Music by Jerry Fielding. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow, Digger Odell is John Brown, Babs is Barbara Eiler, Jr. is Alan Reed, Jr. Consult your local paper for the correct time for The Life of Riley show on television over NBC, presented by arrangement with Universal International Pictures, now releasing Baghdad, a Technicolor picture starring Maureen O'Hara. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois. And sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
Next, it's Jimmy Durante with Don Amici on NBC.